So I forgot to tell you folks, I do exist. I posted one or two tweets on Twitter. Well, a few, some of them regarding my show over the week. So, how are you people? I'm incredibly tired. I've been up. Well, I tried to get up at 8 this morning, but I got up more closer to 9. And I didn't go to bed until almost midnight last night. It's the story of my life. I usually don't go to bed till 12 or 1. And I'm getting up at like 8 or 9 in the morning. I need time to unwind because I'm at school from like 10 to 5. And it's a constant go, 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 go. It's not like it's 2 days a week. It's 4 days a week. So I'm just like, go, 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 go. Anyway. Okay, I won't bug you guys with that straw noise anymore. I don't know, I just felt like doing something. Anyway, I came home so tired that I actually kind of plopped on the couch. I didn't feed my dog right away. Normally I'd come in and be like, hey, doggy, hungry. And he had to wait for like an hour and a half till I got up the strength to get off the couch and feed him. Poor thing. But he got his num-nums. I'm just incredibly tired. I'm at that point in that semester where I do need some breathing room. You know, it's not like at the beginning where it's hectic and you're trying to get everything going, or at the end where it's like getting close to finals. It's kind of that part in the semester where people are starting to get a little bogged down with work, and we just need room to breathe. I know I'm getting overwhelmed. I'm staying up trying to work on math problems, and after an hour or two trying to solve one or two problems, maybe I quit. It's like, ugh, I need time to just walk away, work on other stuff. Last week I had to recite a poem, and tomorrow there's going to be another presentation. Let's see, next week there's an essay due. Oh, Lord. So, I gotta get my butt onto it. I've had company over all this month, too, so... It hasn't been exactly quiet, and I've been basically doing my homework at the couch. But it's been fun. Our friends are awesome. We like to have them here. It's just, there really wasn't much privacy for me to do my studying, because I was doing my studying in the living room where everybody was playing on the computer or watching TV or doing something. So now one of these days I'll get my butt up and I'll move my headquarters back into the guest room and start using my desk again. And then I do get Fridays off, but I have to host my radio show. And then Saturday, I've got to do more volunteering, more helping people with fix their stuff. And then Sunday, I actually get a day off. Sundays are like my only days off where I have nothing to do. So, as you guys can tell, I'm physically, mentally, spiritually exhausted. Thoroughly exhausted. So yeah, I was about ready to fall asleep, and I don't like to sleep after I eat because that's not very good. I said I wasn't going to do that noise again, but I couldn't help myself. Yeah, I need some sort of stimuli. I don't get a whole lot of interesting stimulating things just by sitting here staring at nothing. Well, I gotta do house cleaning too. I got left here with a sink full of dishes. I gotta do house cleaning and... Oh, brother. I'm like overwhelmed. So... Yeah, but I'm posting out there to all my social networks. I just want to let everybody know I exist. I exist in some other realm, maybe. I wish I could clone myself, but I know that's unethical. I'd clone myself like 10 times. I'd have one clone doing the homework, one clone doing math homework, because math in itself, if that doesn't give you suicidal thoughts, I don't know what does. Math just is not my thing. And then I'd have somebody doing the rest of my homework, and then I'd have another clone of me doing house cleaning, and then I'd have another clone of me volunteering and working with people. What's that, like 4 or 5 clones already? And I'd have another one run all the errands. I'd have another one go to school. I'd have another one I don't know what I'd have another one do, but maybe help me catch up on my reading challenge. I'm supposed to read 50 books in 2016, and I've only read like 8. Yeah, college does that to you. You don't have any time to read. You read, but it's all textbooks. And then I got started on another book in the Crew of Hunters series that Heather Graham does, but I can't get past this stupid narrator. He has like the weirdest voice ever. He has like the voice of a clown. It's just creepy. It's so creepy. And it's like a murder book. It's like, oh, how appropriate.
Because he kind of talks like this. Oh, whoa. You know, it's like,
it's like, really?
What happened? You know? She stared at him with her tempting eyes. It's like, oh,
no, 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 no. Just no, no. You checked that phone like 5 minutes ago.
Cap C, record a post, heading. Pause recording, button, 7 minutes and 41 seconds of
So Jeremy and I are just kind of enjoying some time because I'm gone all day, and like I said, we've had company in the house all month, so it's like a little bit of peace and quiet, but it's nice though. It's really kind of fun. We're just sitting here kind of relaxing. Thank God for places like Jimmy John's. They make the best sandwiches ever.
Yes. Anybody that doesn't think so, fuff to them.
I know, right? Fuff to them. Uh-huh. Yeah, their food's good quality. They've got premium cuts, premium cold cuts.
Yeah, it's not like your crappy stuff.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, but this beats Subway hands down. No, I don't think they do. They have... Cry.
Stop crying, please. Ow!
Or as Liam, he likes to call me Sweep. I guess there's this show where there's like this creature or something. It makes like this. It makes like this squeaky noise, and that's how it talks. So whenever he's